Good afternoon, I'm Lou Jordan with Kids in the Community, brought to you by Kim McDonald, State Farm Insurance, and our latest Kids in the Community Award recipients. This afternoon, we're talking with students from the Honor Society at the Du Bois Middle School, and they have done a lot of work in our community. First of all, let's talk with Kara Miller and Elisa Stevens. Now, Kara and Elisa, they do a lot of work with Camp Confidence. So, Kara, tell us a little bit about Camp Confidence.
So Camp Confidence basically just gives kids new experiences and teaches them how to interact with nature. It also helps them interact with each other and makes them feel more confident with themselves.
Okay, Kara, and what is it that you do there?
Well, we do a variety of activities, including singing, dancing, fishing, playing sports, and arts and crafts.
And I imagine you have a whole lot of fun doing that.
Yeah.
Wow, it sounds like the kids would have a whole lot of fun there at Camp Confidence. Now let's talk with Alyssa. So Alyssa, what else do the kids do there to have fun?
So yeah, we do a lot of like painting and crafts with the kids, like planting different plants, and then they can take it home to their families too.
So how young are the kids at Camp Confidence?
It's a range from 3 to 20 years old.
It sounds like all the campers at Camp Confidence will always have a whole lot of fun. Thank you, Kara and Alyssa, for all the work that you're doing at Camp Confidence. And now let's talk with Jenna Cornelius and Noah Farrell. Jenna and Noah, they do the work for the food bank drive. Jenna, tell us, what is it that you do for the food bank?
Our school surpassed our goal of 300 items when we collected over 2,000 canned goods and food items for our local food drive.
So Jenna, what do you do to collect all that food?
Students will bring in items to school.
So your classmates, they all pitch in and bring in the food items. You collect them up and then take them over to the food bank.
Yeah.
Jenna, thank you for all the hard work you're doing for the food drive. And now let's talk with Noah. Noah, what do you do to help at the food drive?
We helped with collecting and counting.
So how long have you been collecting food for the food drive?
First year we've done this. So
how did the Honor Society get involved in collecting food for the food bank?
It was a really good way for us to get involved with the community and help out.
That's why you're on the show today. It's folks who get together and help out the community, and you're doing it at such a young age. You know that all you guys, you're an inspiration to the community. And that's why we do this show, to say thank you for everything that you're doing. Okay, coming up next, we're going to talk with Haley Reed, and Haley has been doing some work with the Red Cross. Good afternoon, Haley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing fantastic. So tell us the work that you're doing for the Red Cross.
So not this year or the year previous due to COVID regulations, but 2 years ago and many years before that, our school assembled these first aid kits for the Red Cross.
So you would put the first aid kits together and then turn them over to the Red Cross, and then they would hand them out to whoever needed them. So how many of these first aid kits have you put together?
We made over 1,000 first aid kits.
So how do you get all of these items together? Do you have some kind of fundraiser, or is it all donated?
It was all donated by one of our local previous teachers and principal, Doc Conyer.
Well, thank you, Haley, for all the work that you're doing for the Red Cross. And coming up next, we're going to talk with Trey Wingard, and Trey is going to talk about the veterans promotions that they have been working on. Good afternoon, Trey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Trey, tell us what you're doing with the veterans promotions.
So, in honor of May being the month we celebrate Armed Forces and Memorial Day, our next service project is the Veterans Clothing Drive, running from May 3rd until May 14th. We will be collecting new adult socks, underwear, sweatshirts, and sweatpants. The items we collect will be given to the veterans in our area who are residing in assisted living facilities or nursing homes. The winning team will receive a donut party.
So, Trey, how do you go about collecting all those items?
We bring them into school.
The students, everybody just pitches in and brings them into school, and you guys get it all together.
Yes.
Well, Trey, is there anything else you would like to add?
Yes, teachers also had a teens week to raise funds for the drive also.
So everybody at the school is really pitching in. You have the teachers raising money with wearing jeans for the week. And of course, all the students who bring in the clothing and the food for the food drive. It's just amazing all the work that you're doing for the community. We would like to thank everybody for all your work and everything that you're doing. We want to thank all the students in the Honor Society at the Du Bois Middle School for all the hard work that you're doing. And thank you for being with us this afternoon. We'd like to thank Trey, also Kara and Alyssa, Jenna and Noah, along with Haley as well. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys for everything. And Kids in the Community has been brought to you by Kim McDonald State Farm Insurance. Now, if you know of another group or individual who deserves recognition, you can always nominate them at sunny106.fm.